She's our ace, our cleanup hitter, and our source for all things crew. She's Brewers reporter Sophia Minnert.
This year, they know that they have that room to breathe. Like, okay, maybe a bad series, you can bounce back and still make it a pretty good week.
Sophia Minnert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Ewald Automotive. Shop the Ewald Automotive Group, home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile limited warranty on all new vehicles. Visit any of their 8 locations today, in-store or online at ewaldautomotive.com. Ewald Automotive, we make it easy. Also brought to you by Century Foods. Enter the ultimate baseball fan sweepstakes for your chance to win a Zoom call with a Milwaukee baseball alum. Enter at your local Century Food store by May 19th. No purchase necessary.
We gave Sophia Minnert the option to not come on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning, you know, respecting her schedule, understanding last night and the night before were very, very late nights at the office, and maybe she wanted to get a few extra winks, but she said no. I'm committed. I'm coming on. Thank you, Sophia. Great to have you this morning. Have you ever seen a stretch by a starting rotation like what the Brewers have been putting together to start the season?
No. We have definitely not seen it in the organization. It's been historic what they've done to start the season, and especially Corbin Burnes last night. I mean, it's just, I think we're all running out of ways. It's like, it reminds me of when Christian Yelich was Yelich, right, in 18 and 19, and you were just running out of ways to describe, like, how good he is at baseball. And that's what we're having with Corbin Burnes right now, is just how nasty and dominant he's been in his first four starts. I think he and Brandon Woodruff have obviously set the tone, and everybody else is like, okay, like, next man up, you got to keep it going. So it's been such an impressive stretch for them to start the season.
Sophia, do you notice a difference in the team's energy, be it nervousness or excitement, when they play a series like a team against the Padres, who's a pretty good team, as opposed to a team versus the Pirates? Is there a different energy in the locker room?
I would say baseball just forces you to be really even keel, right? Because it is such a long season. We all know that. And things can change quickly, right? Like, I mean, you can win 5 just as quickly as you can lose 5 in a row. You just know that those parts of the season are coming. It's just inevitable that every team goes through stretches like that, you know, both hot and cold. The thing about the Pirates, right, is, like, obviously they're at the lower end of the division. They had been coming off of 3 straight division wins of Cubs and Cardinals. And I think on paper it's easy to look at it and say, like, oh, this is a letdown series, right? Or this is, like, a letdown opponent. And to be honest, the Pirates have always been a really tough opponent for the Brewers, especially in Pittsburgh. Their lineup is tough. They're tough hitters. They're pesky. They always seem to come up with big hits. So then I think you go to San Diego and you're playing a team that is expected to challenge the Dodgers, right? They're expected to be one of the better teams in the NL West. And I think it is a great test for them, to play a team like that in a lineup like that. But to be honest, it's not that different than playing the Cubs or the Cardinals, right, who are division rivals. So I think it's always a good test to play an opponent like that in terms of what the energy is like in the clubhouse. I think guys are just forced to really maintain a pretty even approach regardless of who the team is.
Christian Yelich going on the injured list is a little concerning, but I guess, like, if they want to get him some at-bats, what do they do before they take him off the IL with minor league baseball not actually starting until next month?
I don't think they're too worried about that just because of the length of time. They're still hopeful that he'll be close to the minimum stay on the IL. And Christian's never been a guy that likes to take a lot of BP on the field anyway. He likes to do all of his pregame work in the cage. And sometimes he will take BP on the field, but it's not necessary for him. So I think if it were a longer stint on the IL, and if it does trend to be that way, I think that becomes more of a conversation. But I think they think that he can get the work done that he needs to. He can feel what he needs to being with the team. The other option would be if he really needed at-bats, if this turned into a longer IL stay, to send him to the alternate training site in Appleton, and he would just have to do some live BP and stuff there. But again, I think they feel that they can accomplish that with him staying with the major league team.
Sophia Minert joining the show as she does each and every Wednesday at 8:30. Sophia, what's the vibe right now regarding the injuries?
Well, they're piling up, right? I mean,
I would rather have you say it than me say it. You're the expert. It does feel like they're piling up, but I was like, let's see what Sophia has to say.
There's no way around it, right? I mean, we're in the third week of the season, right? And you've got three of your starters, three of your best hitters at the top of your lineup on the IL. Again, I think we were all curious to see, like, how, you know, your injuries are always a part of every season. And I think especially this year, nobody really knew, like, how players and bodies were going to react, from a 60-game season to now going to normal spring training and a full season. So it's definitely early. It's not ideal to have three starters and three of your top hitters on the IL. I think where the Brewers feel really fortunate is that these are relatively minor injuries. They're not expected to be long-term. The biggest injury that they suffered was in spring training with Justin Topa, and he had to go on the 60-day IL with an elbow injury. So, you know, they probably won't get him back until midway through the season. But I think with, you know, Colton Wong, he's expected to be activated this weekend in Chicago. That would be great. Christian could be activated this weekend. Probably more likely he's activated on the homestand. And then with Lorenzo Cain, they're still not entirely sure of the timeline there. It'll be longer than the 10-day stint. But I think even with Lorenzo, you know, Lorenzo was feeling really good at home. He's going to start doing baseball activities on this trip. So we are taking steps in the right direction. But look, this is not an ideal way for any player to start their season. They're all frustrated to be on the IL. But again, it's minor, so they'll be back, and there's going to be plenty of time to make up for it.
Has Travis Shaw ever said, well, what's his resurgence? Why was he so bad, and now all of a sudden he's pretty good? Is there a reason behind it? Has he ever given you a reason?
I think in 2019, everything just snowballed on him. And, you know, he has spoken about how, like, launch angle was a factor for him. Of everything was just like going straight up in the air for him, and he's better when he can just drive the ball. He's always been able to make really good contact. And then I think coming back, you know, he was able to get away. He took steps forward with his season in Toronto last year. It wasn't like a flashy season when you look at the numbers, but it was more indicative of the type of player he is and what we saw in 17 and 18. And then I think at spring training, he and Andy Haynes identified something with his mechanics at the plate just to keep him more upright, like more similar to what Christian Yelich does at the plate. He's just more upright, and that allows him to just have a better swing path and put his hands in a better position to hit. And making, I think, that adjustment at spring training is what has really helped him offensively. And then I think what you're seeing from him defensively, This is the player that we saw in 17 and 18. I think he's a really underrated defensive third baseman, and he's, you know, very accurate with the arm. Doesn't have great range, but he can get to a lot. So I think with Travis, like, just coming back to a place that he's familiar, a team that is giving him another chance, that is supporting him, he's got an opportunity to play every day. And I think making that adjustment with Andy Haynes has really made a big difference for him.
Can the same be said for Omar Narvaez? Because, I mean, in 40 games last year, he had 29 total bases, and in 15 this year, he has 24. Was there something they identified, or is it just a situation, new team, short season, so then you start to press if you get off to a slow start, and now he's just more relaxed?
All of the above. I think all of the above, and I think, you know, I think it was tough for Omar, right? Like, you're coming to a new league, you're learning a new pitching staff. Spring training was so disjointed. Summer camp, right? Like, and by all accounts, he continued doing the work on his own in between, working with the coaches, right? Like, even via Zoom, having regular meetings and stuff. So he was definitely putting in the work last year. But, you know, the narrative of him was totally flipped of, like, he became one of the best defensive catchers in baseball and struggled so badly offensively. And he and Andy Haynes spent a couple of days together in Miami where Omar lives. And And Omar said, you know, a couple days in the cage and a lot of Cuban coffee, they got a lot of work done. And I think it was more so just about getting to know each other better, coming up with a good game plan of like, let's be on the same page of what works for me, what I need to do at the plate to be successful, and then like find ways to correct it if we get off. And I think they both, he and Andy, felt like they were able to do that. He got off to a great start in spring training. And I think too, just the familiarity, that always matters. I think that's just human nature. It just matters. And I think he's been great. I think of all the hitters in the lineup, you would point to he and Travis Shaw that have been the most impactful at this point in the season, and guys that they've really had to rely on with all the injuries that they've had. So, yeah, I think Omar's just been such a great story for them and such a great turnaround.
She's Sophia Minert. She joins us each and every Wednesday. You can see her again out at the ballpark today on Bally Sports Wisconsin. And then, Sophia, you get an off day tomorrow, right? Take a little breather,
yes.
Take a little break.
Yes.
Little
yes, we are
me
off.
Time.
And then we'll have the day off tomorrow, and then we'll play the Cubs for what feels like the 100th time.
Yeah, well, we always look forward to those games. It's turned into quite the rivalry. Thanks, Sophia. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Have a great day.